It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Lynn Neary. Democrats Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are both campaigning in Pennsylvania today, where the big primary is just 4 days away. Yesterday, both candidates spent their days spinning Wednesday's debate. Obama said the event focused too much on trivia, while Clinton claimed the debate proved she is more electable. NPR's David Greene is traveling with the Clinton campaign, and we'll hear from him in a moment. But first, Don Gagne reports on Senator Obama's day.
Barack Obama switched gears yesterday, focusing not on Pennsylvania, but on North Carolina. That state holds its primary on May 6th, and early voting began there yesterday. Last night, at a basketball arena in Greenville, Obama opened by talking about the huge challenges the country faces at home and overseas.
We are fighting two wars right now. One war that we have to win in Afghanistan, going after Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. One war that I believe should have never been authorized and should have never been waged.
Earlier in the day, the senator held a town hall meeting in the city of Raleigh. It was there that he revisited, with some sarcasm, what had been a difficult debate the night before in Philadelphia.
It does not get much more fun than these debates. They are inspiring events.
He noted that it was 45 minutes into the debate before what he sees as any real substantive issues came up. Jobs, health care, Iraq. As for Senator Clinton, who accuses Obama of being out of touch and elitist for his comments about bitter small-town voters, he says she's using, quote, gotcha campaign tactics. Obama says Clinton is in her element going negative and that she seemed to enjoy twisting the knife a little bit in the debate.
That's the textbook Washington game. That's how our politics has been taught to be played. That's the lesson that she learned when the Republicans were doing that same thing to her back in the 1990s.
During audience Q&A, it was clear that the debate was still on the minds of these voters.
What is your strategy to defeat the Republicans in November? Last night, you were really pummeled during that debate, and I thought it was unfair, and you're right, they wasted a lot of time talking about stupid, you know, issues that don't mean much.
Senator Obama replied,
that was the rollout of the Republican campaign against me in November. They will try to focus on all these issues that don't have anything to do with how you are paying your bills at the end of the month.
One man stood up and asked if Obama would be joining a debate later this month that Clinton has already agreed to. He didn't give a definitive reply, but perhaps the answer came a bit later when a 10-year-old boy was called on to ask a question. The boy told the candidate that he was elected student representative of his fourth-grade class. He then asked Obama for advice on how he might become president one day.
Cameron, you are a very well-spoken young man, and I may need some tips from you because you've already won the election. I'm still out here campaigning.
Obama then asked a question.
How many debates did you have to have? None. That sounds good.
And for Obama on this day, it was good to be in front of a friendly crowd. Don Gagne, NPR News, Greenville, North Carolina.